the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host. On episode number 66, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room on high inflation and how to use these five strategies I'm going to discuss to survive high inflation in your service business. So let's get to it. So recently I've been receiving emails about if I could possibly do an episode and talk about this subject. And being that it's pretty much mainstream, I figured let's jump into it. So the topic of inflation has been all over the news. We all know this. If you do your household shopping, drive a car that runs on gasoline, you enjoy going out to eat, purchase plane tickets, or take a look at the ledger of your business's recent expenses, then you're already well aware of the steep increase in prices that our nation is experiencing. In fact, just in March, the consumer price index rose by 8.5%. That's a 40-year high record. And by a close 8.3% just this April. While April's index represents a slightly slowing in inflation, we clearly aren't out of the woods yet. So to understand how inflation affects your business and what you can do to protect your business, it helps to first familiarize yourself with the concept of inflation while also considering some of the countless factors that can cause and contribute to changing inflation rates. So before we jump into all of that, let's define what inflation really is. Inflation is defined as the rate at which the purchasing power of any specific currency declines over a given period of time. Inflation is marked by the increase in the price of certain goods and services, which occurs as a result of the weakening purchasing power of the currency. So, for example, as a result of inflation, a specific unit of currency has the power to purchase less of a specific good or service than it could before inflation occurred. So many people assume that inflation is an increase in the cost of goods and services. However, as I just explained, this is incorrect. In simpler terms, cost increases are a symptom of inflation. The devaluation of currency leads to an increase in the cost of goods and services. So one of the questions in the email was, why is inflation so high? Myriad factors can contribute to the devaluation of currency and inflation. However, most economists agree that generally, inflation occurs when a nation's supply of money grows at a more rapid rate than that of the nation's economy. One situation which can lead to inflation occurs when a government creates new money either by increasing the amount or decreasing the cost of available debt or by printing new currency at a rate that is not equally matched by economic growth. The excess buying power that this new money creates in the economy drives up consumer demand, and this demand cannot be easily met by the supply that has not increased at an equal rate. So as a result, supply becomes scarce and prices increase. Another situation that can lead to inflation occurs when supply is cut off as a result of supply chain issues. This also results in supply not being able to keep up with consumer demand, and subsequently increases in prices. Today, the United States is in a perfect storm of inflation, with inflation occurring as a result of both situations happening simultaneously. Economic relief measures, new tax credits, and a general increase in the money supply that has been generated as a result of COVID relief measures have increased consumer demand. Simultaneously, housing shortages, energy crisis concerns, and worldwide supply chain issues have decreased the supply that's available to meet the increased consumer demand, thereby depleting the U.S. dollar's purchasing power and leading to record-breaking inflation rates. Let's discuss the business challenges of inflation. Let's begin with increased cost of goods sold. As a business, inflation has a multifaceted effect on your operations. Perhaps most obviously, inflation leads to an increased cost of goods sold. Whether your company is affected by rising fuel prices, food prices, construction material prices, elevated office space rents, or another commodity, the purchasing power of your business's free cash is decreasing, just like the purchasing power of everyone else's U.S. dollar. So let's break down why employee satisfaction and employee retention is so important. In addition to navigating the challenges of increasing costs and disrupted supply chains, it is also essential for business owners to be mindful of the effects that inflation has on their employees. As a business owner, or as a business owner who likes to hold on to their employees, it's your responsibility to ensure your people are happy in their jobs. You're probably asking, what does that mean? This means ensuring that all their needs are met, starting with the most basic, their ability to afford the basic necessities of life, such as housing, food, security, and clothing. So as inflation rates increases, you might also be met with the need to, at the very least, increase employee wages at the same rate as inflation so that your people do not indirectly suffer a pay cut. If you fail to keep your employees satisfied and engaged in their job during difficult economic times, you could start to suffer increases in your employees' attrition rates, and the cost of replacing your people can be staggeringly high. Let's briefly touch on supply chain disruptions. Additionally, the increased stress that inflation puts on supply chains also complicates business operations. You might struggle to maintain your own ability to operate as a result of a stymied supply and delayed shipments of materials. As a result, this slows your sales cycle and might also lead to the need to look for new suppliers. Let me share with you 5 strategies to help your business thrive in a high inflation economy. Let's begin with continuously optimizing pricing. Let me stress this. As your cost of doing business increases, you need to adjust your prices to accommodate the increasing costs in order to safeguard your profit margins. This means keeping careful track of all your business costs, including direct labor and materials, in addition to indirect labor and materials. Both direct and indirect costs should be carefully allocated to the products and services you offer so that you can optimize your pricing for built-in profit margins that shelter your business from the decreasing purchasing power of the dollar. If you are concerned that you might lose customers as a result of increasing your prices, remember that everyone is feeling the effects of inflation. Most businesses are increasing their prices as a result, and no one will be surprised if you need to increase prices too. Let's talk about perceived value. Don't lose sight of your business's purpose. As long as you continue to focus on your business's purpose and what sets it apart from the competition, you won't lose a single customer. Continue to provide high-value products and services that solve your customers' problems and meet their needs. By maintaining this focus and not sacrificing the value your company provides, you will do a better job of holding on to your clients than competitors that devalue or cheapen their products and services as a result of increasing costs. As the saying goes, it is better to buy something of high value once than to buy something of low quality several times. You might want to consider outsourcing. Outsourcing the non-core functions of your business, especially as an inflation survival strategy, can help your business thrive in several ways. One of the best ways for businesses to make the most of their limited resources is to outsource non-core competencies. The most obvious and immediate benefit of outsourcing is the reduction in overhead costs. The cost of an outsourced team is notably cheaper than an in-house employee. Ask yourself this question: does it make sense for your business to outsource your bookkeeping and accounting function? Let's touch quickly on outsourcing versus in-house accounting costs. Not only does this provide you with a more cost-effective solution, but outsourcing also affords you access to industry experts in every department. The intangible value outsourcing adds is freeing up the minds of your employees and yourself to focus on high-level, profit-driving work. Moving these processes out of the house can help cut costs and optimize operations, all while gaining industry expertise. Focus on your people. As I mentioned before, your people are the greatest asset. High inflation or no inflation, it always pays to invest in your employees, ensure their happiness and satisfaction, and to actively encourage their engagement. Although the stresses of inflation and economic flux likely have most of your attention, do not let the stress of the economy lead you to neglecting your employees. Make an effort to stay engaged with them and to keep a bead on their own happiness, levels of stress, and the day-to-day challenges that they face while working to make your company successful. Focus on your healthiest revenue streams. When faced with challenges of inflation, businesses need to ensure that their dollars are generating the highest possible return on investment. Carefully track your expenses and allocate indirect costs so that you can use unit economics to evaluate profit and loss statements on all of your products and services. You'll find that certain client, job, or product types generate stronger profit margins than others. Focus your energy and attention on the strongest of your revenue channels. This will strengthen profit margins across the board for your company, improving your financial health despite the diminished value in currency. I always say, when the economy is up, don't lose sight of your numbers, because numbers never lie. If the economy and inflation are constantly shifting, then you can be certain your business numbers are too. While a business leader should always know their numbers, keeping a close eye on your financial reports is more important now than ever before, because concerning changes can occur rapidly during uncertain economic times. Whether you need to adjust your pricing to accommodate increased costs or identify your services and products that generate the strongest profit margins, having a solid back office with automated bookkeeping, accounting, and time tracking processes can ensure you always have access to timely and accurate financial data. Whether you need to see your reports on a monthly or weekly basis, with the solid back office at your disposal, you can identify your company's financial weaknesses to shore up your business and focus on its core functions that truly drive growth. With a strong back office, you can find ways not only to help your business survive, but to thrive in spite of current inflation. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I want to thank everyone over on Facebook for liking our post and sharing it with everyone. If you found this content valuable, share it with someone who can use it. I want to give a shout out to all our new subscribers over on YouTube that have been subscribing and watching our content. The video and live stream of that is coming soon. We're working on it. I want to thank everyone on Instagram who engages with our posts and our polls and our little stories. For those that don't, I don't even know why you're following. Again, if you guys need help growing, expanding, or starting your business, feel free to reach out. If you want to be a guest on the show, feel free to reach out. And we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.